Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker.
To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
For all. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1.
If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility on behalf of an applicant or applicants, press 2.
If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3.
If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4.
If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1.
If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility on behalf of an applicant or applicants, press 2.
If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3.
If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Hi, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Nina Krista. And are you calling today for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
No, I'm calling to do a reassessment form or something.
Okay, and are you applying for services for yourself or for someone else?
For myself.
Okay, and I do have to obtain your personal information, so please note we will not speak to anyone regarding an applicant's application without written or verbal permission. And can I have your last name, please?
Wallace.
And your first name?
Renee.
Thank you, and your phone number. I'm sorry, your date of birth.
7/30/62.
All right, just a moment. All right, and can you verify your address for me?
26810 North 12th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19133.
All right, thank you. And I do want to review your case. Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Please hold. All right. Thank you very much for holding. So I do see that your application was closed back in December due to not compliance of the county assistance office. And have you since turned those documents in?
Yes. They said that I just have to fill out a reassessment form.
Okay. So, yeah, we could schedule a reassessment for one of our enrollment case managers to call you to complete the COMPAS application.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be the best phone number to call?
215-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5 518-9817.
All right. And just a moment, I'm loading my calendar now. Okay, so I don't have any reassessment dates on my end available, so I do have to reach out to my support team. Is it okay if I place you on another brief hold?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Please hold. All right, thank you very much for holding. So I'm still getting some scheduling assistance. Is it okay if I place you on another brief hold? Hello?
Yes, yes, I'm sorry, yes.
All right, no problem, please hold. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much for holding. So the next available date I have is on Wednesday, which is the 25th. I have a 4 to 4:30 available. Would that date and time work for you?
Yes, Wednesday at 4:30.
Between 4 and 4:30 is the window of time.
Oh, 4 and 4:30. Okay.
That's fine. Okay. So just a moment while I get that scheduled for you.
And someone going to call me between that time, Seth?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, it's a telephone call. They'll call you to complete your financial application for the county. So they'll ask about your finances, what type of income you receive, any bank statements, life insurance policies.
Mm-hmm.
They'll ask those type of financial questions to get that application complete. And this will reopen your application for the county assistance so they can make the decision on your case.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So I was able to schedule your appointment for Wednesday the 25th between 4 and 4:30. And the enrollment case manager that will call you, her name is Kamara.
Uh-huh.
Now, what she calls, just make sure that you're able to verify your identity and be able to answer the financial application. So, like, questions for things like about your finances, what type of income you receive, bank statements, life insurance. They'll ask those type of questions to get that application completed.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. And I do want to give you your case number, Harmony ID number.
I have a case number already, I think.
Okay. Okay, so it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
No problem. And would you like to stay on the line for a customer satisfaction survey?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get you over to the survey. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.